Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Brady is back. And he's going to
throw it.
Oh,
42 years old.
Ho-hum, Tom Brady looked as sensational as ever.
What's up, guys?
You like the hat?
Thank you.
You look so handsome.
Tom Brady, he's a pretty man, y'all.
To get a first down conversion on me scrambling, I'm sure the defense coordinator is like, what the heck?
God damn it!
Brady for a scramble, that's got to piss him off pretty good. So
once he tucks that ball, he's a running back, and he should be treated as such. Mm. Severely and harshly punished.
Yeah, yell at me.
Right now.
It's like Al My Uncles and Chris Collinsworth.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Highlighted preseason game number 3. Zolak swearing on the air.
I missed it.
What did you miss it?
I missed it.
Well, how did you miss it?
What was it?
What do you mean, when was it? It was during the freaking game.
Sometimes I watch the game with the volume down.
What do you do? You go home during the games when they're on? What do you watch?
Yeah. I don't know.
You go to Patriot Place and have cocktails? What are you doing?
I've never watched. That's happened once. I've never watched a game from the stadium when I do the postgame show. I do the pregame. I run home. It's right around the corner. I watch the game. I leave like right after the third quarter. And I get there in 5 minutes and I watch the end.
What exactly
What did he say?
He dropped the S-bomb when King got hurt, and they came out there, and they looked at him, and he went, oh,
Andy, be ready.
There was a lot of static and weird noise coming, blood popping.
They were having microphone problems last night.
What's going on there?
I don't know. I couldn't understand. Look who's in the house with us today.
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast.
Yep. We got no Lou, but we got Greg Dickerson.
What's going on? Dickie's in the house.
That's Dick in the planet. Right there.
This is my favorite Dick right there.
There you go. Perfect. It's perfect. Good to see you. Doing
good
okay?
To see you. Doing good.
And this shoe.
You guys
how many
tired?
Of those Cokes are you going to drink today?
This is number 2 so far.
Two since you walked in the building.
Yeah. Is that part of your medication?
This is my only medication that I take. That's my problem.
So it was kind of interesting last night, preseason game number 3. Burton didn't go chung at halftime. He did not go chung.
The word on the street is that that was a very hotly debated and discussed topic.
So you know from behind the scenes.
Whether or not
Jackie, the producer, told you.
I think some people. Somebody. I said, don't be throwing names out there. Like, what is your problem? Some people don't want their name on the radio.
Yeah.
So
the pass rush. Your defense is pitching a shutout. So far. That pass rush is pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're playing pretty good team defense. So we got them in a couple long yardage situations, and it's always a good place to be.
How good has your running game been in the first half? I mean, you guys have been able to open up some holes. Sonny Michel looks pretty good as well. You impressed with that?
Yeah, we've had our moments. We just had so many penalties that we haven't been able to sustain anything. So we got to eliminate the penalties in order to move the ball up.
This is the best part, right?
All right, coach, good luck in the second half.
Right, thanks, Steve.
Okay, Thank you, Steve. By the end, they love each other. In the meantime, Burton's like, you're going to slap me across the face of the coach.
At least this week, Belichick said, oh, thanks, Steve.
Thanks,
last
Steve.
Week, he did not say that.
Oh, he went down the wrong path. We've done that before on Monday.
Right call or wrong call?
Let's look at it this way.
Should he have asked?
So this is one of those journalistic things you look at. Now that's
I can't take you seriously if you don't ask the tough questions. But how are you going to be credible if you don't ask tough questions?
Okay, but that is part of the Patriots broadcast. So I can understand they probably wanted to stay away from it. He wasn't going to answer it anyway, right? He wasn't going to give you the answer.
Waste of time. Yeah.
And he only gets 2 questions, so that would be no. What was he going to say? Do you have anything to add to the statement you made today with Patrick Chung? The answer would have been no.
Well, do you think any of his decision yesterday had to do with the fact that he got smacked around in preseason game number 2 when he was talking about, about Josh Gordon? All these things happened.
Because you put out a statement earlier today. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
No, that's why I put out the statement.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything that you forgot? Because it looks like you got cut off. Because at least my version that I have right here, I'm missing some lines. Did you want to add to it?
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No, I don't think you would have gotten anything out of it. All the questions came from I couldn't recognize the voices during the post-game press conference. it seemed like just a not bunch of outsiders, maybe Laconia Times or something like that, came down from New Hampshire. You know,
the president and the mayor.
What was your reaction today when you heard the news that Pat Chung was facing a felony indictment in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I think we released a statement on that.
Okay, that's one. There's another one, right, Ryan? Or Brian? No,
why didn't he play? That was it. Didn't he play?
Well, okay, so
he hasn't played the whole preseason.
What was your reaction today when you heard the news that Pat Chung was facing a felony indictment in New Hampshire?
Oh, he's ecstatic. You kidding me?
Yeah, I think we released a statement on that.
Stare.
Bill, what did you think of Ryan Izzo today?
It's so funny. Hey, Bill, what was your reaction when you found out that Patrick Chung was indicted on cocaine charges? I was like, sweet, dude. He does blow. I do blow. I mean, he likes to party. Like to party.
Oh, boy.
I was like, sweet, man. If I would have known this, we would have been partying on the road. I mean, it's... They asked it. It needed to be asked.
I definitely enjoy kicking back and relaxing.
Yeah, you know, a couple lines here and there. You know, take the edge off.
So you didn't hear Zolak's little
no, I missed word.
No. You would have been. What would have happened if you had thrown that one out there?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing. I did hear.
Levin would have bailed you out. He would have picked something up and bailed your ass out.
No, I mean, it happens all the time. Listen, it is a very. Get that shit out of here. I will say this. If you want to be entertained. Okay, if you want to be entertained,
I like entertain.
Come around the CBS Sports Club, okay, after the games, and just, you know, observe what goes on with Levin and I, or sometimes with Dan Roach and I.
Explain it to us.
It's the
you gotta sell it.
It's the people that hang out and interact with us, who yell
your
at us.
Your roadies?
While we're on the air. It's like, I had some guy yesterday who was some young kid. He said, yeah, I listened to your show the other day. You guys got it all wrong. Okay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Wait, I need to explain to you what this whole means with Patrick Chung. Okay, fine, I'll listen up. Then the other person, then there's a drunk guy over here that's like your buddy and wants to hug you every 2 seconds.
I would say most of them are drunk, aren't they?
And I just have one thing to say, and I appreciate all the support and the attention, believe me, okay?
Yeah, you need it.
But here's the thing. We are working. Like, I'm getting paid to listen, to pay attention, and to give my opinion, as crazy as it may be sometimes.
I watched it last night.
That is what I'm paid to do.
You didn't have more than 100 words.
I'm going to carry three quarterbacks, and I'm only going to carry two.
That's it. I'm like, geez, I don't know. The producer's in my ear telling me to break down Brady's last throw.
Bill's going to have a hard time coming out in a bad mood after this game.
Yeah, you don't usually get that stuff right. You're not a good barometer. You really aren't when it comes to Bill. Not
what
a good
brother. Wait a second. You're reading into that last comment, which was from preseason after preseason game.
Game
number,
one.
Game number one.
Correct.
It's joking.
It was their biggest blowout.
I was joking. It was like,
see, it's hard to tell,
you know,
on TV.
I'm good at it.
Yeah, they should probably put like you know something up on the screen. This is a joke.
This is a joke. This sarcasm.
But I tell you what. I'll give you $100 if you'll drop an S-bomb next week on preseason game four.
What do you mean? I was singing last week? I don't need to curse to be a tough guy.
You're talking about Zolak curse.
I don't need to be a tough guy.
Everybody's talking about it.
Okay, I don't need
I
was eating too. This is what you get when you tune in post game CBS.
What Glenn wants to find out is if you're on the same level as Zolak.
Okay, so what
he doesn't get in trouble, will you get in trouble?
Probably. And a good sign is that I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Zolak wasn't on the air today. He gets suspended.
Yeah.
He gets suspended.
Yeah. That's what it was.
They're starting to treat their employees like the way they treat us.
Don't you mess around.
Good luck, boys.
But he was the ultimate company man last night. Zolak was.
Yeah, he stayed away from the Patrick Chung.
Well, of course, stayed away from the Patrick Chung. Oh, what a great statement. Yeah, statement says it all.
There's shows out there that pick the other team.
Statement says it all. Statement says it all. And then there was... I picked up on this. I don't know if you saw this, Gray. I don't know if you picked up on this because the whole title of ownership is like a big deal.
Oh, yes.
And I remember
you brought this up to me.
Yeah, they always pay off the ownership, right? The producers, hey, let's take a look at Kraft and Robert and Jonathan. Okay.
There's
okay,
the owner's box.
Hey,
the
there they
owner's
are.
Box.
Oh, six championships.
They built this beautiful palace.
Yep.
Patriot Place.
All different last night.
And it came to, and it, you know, obviously it shows them, and it's, you know, there's the CEO, chairman and CEO. It's like, yeah, I like that name. That's perfect for me. Like, that's perfect for me. It's almost like, all right, somebody told them, listen, make sure you mention the fact that we don't call ourselves owners. We call ourselves chairman and CEO. We would never, ever subject our players to the title of ownership.
That would be racial.
Yes.
But they've been called owners, and they are mentioned not only in the local broadcast, But both Bob and Jonathan have been mentioned for the last 20 years because it, on the network. They go to them in the network, the owner's box. They're the owners, great owners. The Patriot owners have been great owners. Owners, owners, owners. And I, he brought this up to me, and I said, "You know, you're right."
It was on the conference call, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the first time that they've gone away from the owners, and they're calling him chairman and CEO. Mm. I'd never seen that before. Now I know he is that, but we always refer to him as owner. So I have the same reaction. Are we getting really sensitive right now to the point where we need to be careful of how we address the title? Is that the reason? Why else would they do that last night?
Well, it's like
I didn't notice that you did. You're sharp. You are sharp.
Hey, I was perceptive. I didn't watch the fourth quarter.
Great.
Don't ask me about Jared Stidham.
Get rid of all the fourth quarter stuff. We don't need it.
Yeah, because that's real important football right there. Right. Raise your hand, okay, or just say if you just wish they would have just took a knee from the start of the fourth quarter to the end.
They should have done what they did in the Philadelphia-Baltimore game. Cut it out with 9 minutes to go.
They canceled it
because of rain.
They could have done what Green Bay and Oakland did.
Play 80 yards.
Matter.
What a joke.
What do they do with the Red Sox, dude? Just play for 5 minutes.
So the NFL brings in all of this money, and they're fine when they're in the United States. Do you notice anytime they delve outside the country, they had to cancel the game in Mexico City. Remember that?
Yep.
Because the field was a mess. Stadium was a mess. And then last night they go to Winnipeg. Okay, Canada. North America. And the field is all messed up because, oh, my God, they forgot. We've got to change the field because it's a longer and wider field in Canadian football. And we've got to lift out the uprights. And we've got to put new grass down there. And it was a mess.
See, they're trying to embarrass the league on purpose so they can get rid of preseason. That's what they're really doing. I tell you what. Let's act like the field is unplayable.
It almost seems that way, doesn't it?
Our players are at risk. And that way, they'll just get rid of it all.
It almost seems that way. And notice what coaches are doing. They're not playing any of their regulars. We saw more regulars in our game last night than maybe any other game. Atlanta played a lot of the regulars last night. But nobody else was playing regulars.
Green Bay settled 33 guys last night. Green Bay, they're so nervous about the field.
Green Bay played a quarterback last night, Greg, that is 4 years removed from the University of Connecticut. He's trying once more to make it in the National Football League. At UConn, he had one touchdown and 13 interceptions.
Late bloomer.
Yes.
That's Tim Boyle, by the way.
Tim Boyle last night. This is a freaking joke. Cut it to two games. Play the young players that you need to see. We don't need to see the veterans. Did we need to see Tom Brady last night?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Yes,
he looked good.
For a couple of series. Listen, I know we're going to take
Jacoby Myers still hasn't seen Tom Brady. He's still looking for him.
Let's have some truth serum and a reality check on Jacoby Myers. Okay, what you saw.
It's very predictable. We were talking about this yesterday. This was predictable. The deeper you get into this thing, the more you get towards real NFL football. These kids who look good against guys that are going to be selling Venetian blinds in some mall in America somewhere down the road. These guys start to fall apart.
Look real good against second and third stringers
he did.
Last night.
Yeah, now you get the regular players. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls your take on the game last night. There's one thing that I have really in three games, and I think you're going to feel the same way. I'd be shocked if you didn't. One thing I think we have discovered in these first three preseason games. It may be the only thing that is reality through the first three preseason games. We get to it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't know what Gordon is. So it's Edelman and Dorsett. That's not a lot. N'Keal Harry, I don't know when he's getting out there. Right?
Major question.
Jacoby Myers had a little bit of a step back in his time.
I think he's better with Jared Simmons as quarterback.
Well, he is, but Jared Stidham will not be throwing to him. It'll be Tom Brady unless bad things happen. Do you want that on your conscience? Are you hoping for Stidham to be throwing to Myers? Because I don't think you want all of Patriot Nation coming after your ass.
No.
Okay,
not.
Thank you.
Indy Hart, Ryan Hannibal, is that who it was?
It's the off-day podcast.
I got to worry about our conscience. Is that, I got to worry about that now over a football game?
I don't know. If you have some time, take a listen. That's a great podcast. Both those guys are dialed in. Yeah, obviously Andy worked in that building for a long period of time.
Those are where everything's buried.
I mean,
the skeletons, every closet. Yeah. It's got it down.
You know John Jaschimski?
Yep.
That whole thing?
Yep, he knows it all.
Exactly.
When's he going to reveal all that stuff? Will that be in the next episode?
We'll see. You got to tune into the next episode. Yeah. Maybe you'll hear it.
We'll get to Jacoby Myers in a second. I think the one thing we can all agree to, and you and I have talked about this, Christian, you don't learn an awful lot on these preseason games because, one, there's no game planning. Second of all, you don't know who you're playing against. So a player could go out there and have a great night. You're watching the game, you go, oh, my God, like Jacoby Myers. And then you don't realize that the guy who's defending him on the other side of the ball is somebody that's going to be out of football in 3 weeks. Right? He's going to be doing business, job, marketing, selling used cars.
He'll be playing in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers
field. One of those things, right?
SFL.
Right, he's not going to play. So last night you got to see him a little bit with starting corners. But I'll get to him in just a second. But the one thing I think you can all agree to is whether it's the starting unit, the second unit, or even guys that are not going to make this football team, that they are tremendous on the defensive side. They've got tremendous depth. And that Bill Belichick has got some tough decisions to make when it comes to cutting some people on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to give them the luxury to go out from week one, even though their offense and their passing game is not complete. They're going to get Josh Gordon into the mix. They're going to get Edelman into the mix, Demaryius Thomas into the mix, and maybe you'll start seeing something somewhere during the course of the season. But the defense is going to keep them alive early on, and as they progress on, it's going to give them unbelievable room for error. Because of what they do.
Okay, because I don't want to see ghosts or, you know, get caught up in the defense, but I agree with you. I think they're talented and they have a lot of depth. And even the young guys that they're bringing in, I think, are talented. And based on how multiple his defense is and how they just, it's all about roles. What's your role? Okay, well, I'm tall. I'm Juwan Williams and I'm a rookie. I may have a really huge impact week three, not so much week four. Huge impact week 9 and 10. Really, I may not even see the field in week 11.
Yep.
I think there is, but are we reading too much into that? Because people can do the same thing with an offense that goes up and down the field and scores at will, and then the regular season comes around and they can't get a first down.
Well, it's going to be a lot more difficult.
What's the difference?
Well, I thought it was a good test last night. What did you have, 29 yards in the first half? By a Carolina team that it's pretty good. Okay?
McCaffrey was out there.
Yeah,
Newton
pretty
was
good
out there.
Until they got hurt. That. Right. So, but I would say this, Christian, that we're seeing Bill doing things with his defense, and everything you just said is right. They're going to be different guys. They're going to play against certain matchups and certain teams based on what the skill and what the other team likes to do. But don't you notice that Bill is doing far more out there early on? This is the type of stuff we were seeing at the end of last season. Usually it's a lot more vanilla when you're in the first few weeks of the season. He's trying some stuff out there. Now, well, I think he's trying to figure out what guys can do.
But also you had Greg Olsen. A lot of people, I saw talking about the 46 defense, the Bear defense. So they're covering up Greg Olsen. You know, they're making sure that nothing gets outside. And if anything does go inside, they're going to be met with just bodies. So to me, I just looked at the personnel, and here's what I would do as a player. I'd sit there, I'd look at the depth chart, and some of the names were based on just reputation and other guys I had played against, and I knew if they were good or not. I looked at their depth chart, I looked at their starting unit, and there's not a weakness.
No.
There isn't a guy that you said, this guy's lazy, he has no experience. Okay, so what am I, Chase Winovich, if he starts? All right, well, if he starts, then okay, I'm a little nervous, but their linebacking core, even their depth from Bentley to Roberts to Van Noy, who almost got scared of, to Bennett being the next Trey Flowers, who may be even more explosive, to their cornerbacks. I mean, it really is. You have
look at the guys up front. I'm not sure they're going to keep all these guys. You look at it. You look at the depth chart, and we'll get into the quarterback situation in a little bit, because that may be an area where they can pick up a roster spot. They're going to pick up a roster spot with the loss of King last night, but it's got to be somebody who can play on special teams. But you look at this defense, and that's the one thing I think we can agree on, is through the first 3 weeks, this is the strength of this football team. And when have we ever said that? Maybe back in 01, 03, maybe 04, it's always been Brady. It's always been the offense. The defense is good. They get better as the season progresses on. You know, bend but don't break. Forget about bend, don't break.
I mean, I threw this guy's name out a while ago when the first time we were talking with Bill, and a guy like just John Simon.
Yep.
Who could start.
Yep.
But he'll be on the field. It may be a multiple linebacker look. It may be a specialized situations. Look. Maybe it's specialized. Maybe he's just, grabbing the guys and they're getting a breather. But he's in the rotation. So what I would love, and I would like sit there, and because a lot of defensive players, they would rotate based on series. And I would like love it when the really good guy was out for a series. And I knew one, I had a better chance of winning one-on-one battles, getting off the line of scrimmage. And then sure enough, that guy would leave and here comes the good guy. They have all good guys. Like, so any offensive guard, tackle, tight end, you're not going to get a breather. Each guy is fundamentally sound. He's physical and they're all smart. There's not a dumb football player on that on that defense.
All right, so on the defensive side, do you ever remember a situation at the end of the preseason where you say, I don't know who we're going to cut?
Right.
This guy, normally it's, oh, this guy's gone, that guy's gone, that guy's gone. Who do they cut?
So they got Mike Pinnell in the offseason right from the Jets. Is he on the bubble right now? I mean, maybe he's on the bubble. When you look at the total numbers, Greg, and how many guys they can keep, it's unbelievable. But I want to go back on what Christian just said. So you're an offensive coordinator, and you're looking at Monday, and you're saying, okay, here we go. We got to go up against the New England Patriots in this defense. What you normally do as an offensive coordinator is you find the weaknesses, and maybe you get their third or fourth corner or whatever, and you say, okay, this is the guy we can exploit, even against good defenses. You tell me what an offensive coordinator does when he looks at the depth chart for the New England Patriots and looks at the film and says, okay, what are we going to exploit here? How do you do that? Some teams you can exploit four, five, six different positions. I hate to say it, but Kansas City's got weaknesses on the defensive side. You look at them and say, okay, they can put 40 up on you. On the other hand, look at their defense and you can exploit it. You look at this Patriot defense and tell me if you're an offensive coordinator, where do you go, Christian?
Well, can I give you an example, a college example? Because I saw a bunch of college football starting this weekend, and then it's going to go into December, whatever. When you watch Alabama's defense, Clemson's defense play against good teams, good college teams, not the scrubs, and then you see that offense going against that Alabama defense, and they get 6 yards, and you go, wow, okay, that offense goes, wow, okay, can we get another one? No, because they self-correct.
Yep.
They adjust. And then that offense, they used up their good plays. So they don't even the plays that they know, their bread and butter plays that they can go to and towards their best player, they're outmatched. Or that guy, their defensive player gets outmatched, but there's 10 other guys that are twice as good as the guys that they're going against. I just feel like it's going to be a really... challenging for offenses to find the weak spot. So those games where an offense is actually productive, I mean, they're going to have to, you have to earn it. You have to take chances more than any other year. You have to take chances. You have to be aggressive. You can't be passive. You can't just assume they're going to make mistakes because they won't. No, they may not have as much offensive firepower, but I tell you what, they got a badass punter who can kick the ball out of the stadium, which now you can look at it and go, and now we know why they got him. Because if you can't move the football,
hold on, out of the stadium, out of the roof.
Out of the stadium. So you can see the way he's built this team, okay? We're going to be scrambling a little bit on offense.
He's
going
to learn
sure
to set the football
punter.
With the laces
we'll
the right way.
We'll get to that
way.
Too. Yeah. Laces out, dog.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so there'll be an adjustment. So I don't know. Listen, as far as the offense goes, we get into that. Because
yeah, we'll get into that.
I don't think they're as bad as everyone thinks.
Well, I don't either. If Demaryius Thomas has anything left, and physically he's okay, we know what Edelman will bring to the table. And then, we'll get to Myers in a little bit because I think people got a little bit carried away with him. But Josh Gordon comes in. We know what he can do. So right out of the gate, he probably is going to give you something. Tom can throw the ball around him because of his catch radius. The only thing you have to worry about him is, once he finds the good weed, he could disappear in week 12.
You're not one of those guys who sits here and says now, oh, they're real deep at wide receiver. You're not one of those guys.
No, I'm not.
Because I've been hearing plenty of that.
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
How can you say this?
I'm going to explain it to you. Okay, I'm going to explain it to you.
Hold on. Tease. We're going to take a break.
I'm going to tease you.
Christian Fourier.
She's learning this radio. You're learning this radio business.
Why the wide receiver?
If you could only swear on TV like Zoe, you'd be perfect. All right, we get to the phone calls in your
radio fireworks.
And your reaction to the Patriots last night in preseason game number 3. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tom, just I was going to say your overall thoughts on the offense, especially some of the younger receivers kind of stepping in to that role. What are your thoughts on them overall tonight?
Yeah, we've got, you know, I think those guys are all working really hard. They played a lot of football this preseason. You know, they really haven't had many veteran guys out there to show them the way. So they've just been kind of learning on the fly, but proud of the way they competed. And, you know, we're just going to keep working together, and we got one more game to go, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Now you won't see crap in game 4. Trust me on this one. You won't see anything. So you are of the belief, and you, Mr. Dickerson is amazed at this, that this offense has...
Mr. Dick.
That this offense, the wide receiver core, has great depth.
I do. Not right now.
I think that's what he said.
Well, not right now.
When, next
at the
year,
moment,
the year after?
No,
2 years?
Not at the moment.
What are you talking about?
Okay, because well, what I see is that it's. I almost feel like the real season doesn't start till week 5.
Week 10.
Honestly, it just based on just
I don't think you know about your team until you get to week 10.
Well, but I also feel like, you know, they've gone through the past with all these guys that, you know, Gronk not being there, Edelman not being there. Somebody's it's not they never have their full arsenal of weapons.
All right. So, make
I'm
your
just
case
sitting,
here.
So I'm just sitting there going, okay, do they have enough the way this team is constituted, the offense right now? Do they have enough to get by?
I'm not sure of that.
No.
As I said, the only one thing I'm convinced of. And the NFL is a season of attrition. How many bodies are still standing when you get to the end? I think there are enough bodies on the defensive side that they could afford to lose a couple, maybe a few, and still be really good. Yeah, offensively, I don't think they're in that position.
We started off the show.
I don't think they're in that position.
We started off the show by saying how deep they are on defense.
Yep. Okay, here's your starting. They got a top three offensive line. Easy.
Fine.
We got the best quarterback that's ever played the game.
You sure?
Okay. You know what?
All right,
I'm going to go with it.
We'll just go along.
The most hated quarterback who's ever played the game.
We'll go along.
He's not the boat. Okay. He's the goat.
Get to the wide receivers.
Also, hold on. They got some of the best running backs in the NFL. Right. Okay. And here's your starting offense of your wide receiving core if they had their first regular season game tomorrow. Josh Gordon?
Question mark.
He's playing. He's not hurt. Maybe
he's hurt, though. He's a question mark.
Okay.
How many games will he play?
Listen, that's a different discussion.
No,
right
it isn't.
Now.
You're talking about
right
the depth now. Of the wide receiver.
And if he does,
the first guy you mentioned.
Attacking me right now.
Because
you're just threatened.
We disagree with your premise.
I haven't finished.
I haven't finished. Christian.
But I'm not sure Josh Gordon is going to finish. That's the problem.
So I'm using Josh Gordon. Okay, say what you want. Regardless, if he plays 11 games, that's plenty. Okay, that's fine. I'll take 11 games and almost 1,000 yards receiving. Just get me to the playoffs.
And then miss them for the playoffs.
Fine, they missed them last year. Yeah. So here's your starting wide receiver core as it is right now. Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, Julian Edelman. That's three pretty good wide receivers. Philip Dorsett has obviously established himself. Brady talked about the biggest problem for Philip Dorsett last year, as he was starting to adjust, he was making big plays. He just lost his reps to Josh Gordon.
Why?
No, he lost them. So did Chris Hogan.
But why?
So did Chris Hogan.
But wait a minute. When Josh Gordon went out, why didn't he get those reps back?
Because they had had Gronk, and they became more of a running team. So those opportunities weren't as much. But if you go back and look, as far as big impact plays, every game he had one. Every single game. He didn't have the numbers, but he had impactful plays.
So he caught 16. I think he caught 16 passes in a row or something.
He's the number three. Okay.
It goes Julian. Hold on, you shut up. Now I'm talking to Dickie. Okay, I'm sick of you guys attacking me.
You're calling him Dickie now. Okay.
Hold on. Give me any team and their third wide receiver. What does that guy look like? He's not an all-star.
No, he's not. He's a 40-50 catch guy, maybe a couple of touchdowns.
Depending on your offense. So, I mean, based on what his role is going to be, he's consistent. Tom, trust him. He knows where to be. If you listen to what he said yesterday, listen, that third and 20, it was second and 28. And Philip Dorsett knew that he couldn't get the first down on second down. He wasn't even going to try. So the defensive corner was playing off so far. He just knew that, you know what, I'm going to break my route off just about, 6 yards short. And then it's going to be third and six. Manageable. We can do that. Long throw by Brady. He didn't even second guess it. He long drop back. The play took a long time to develop. He throws it on a rope. Now it's third and six. That's a guy that is important. Forget about what he did last year. He's now in a better position to get more passes thrown his way.
What if teams start focusing more on Philip Dorsett? How's he going to react?
Okay, you're going to put two on Dorsett? You're going to leave Edelman? You're going to double Edelman also? Going to double Edelman, you're going to double Dorsett, and then what about – you can't do it. They're always going to single him. They're always going to put their third or fourth best corner on Philip Dorsett.
Why not put their second best corner on him?
Okay, fine. Put your second best on. Now, who's your first corner on?
Edelman with a safety.
Okay, good luck. He still beats you. He'll catch 10 passes every time. The one guy who's going to have probably the easiest job is going to be the tight end. Because whoever's covering him is going to suck.
The tight end can't catch a football. That's the problem. So here's the deal. When you say, is that enough?
Yeah, it is.
If everything works out for you, it may be enough only because the defense is going to limit. This might be the best defense or one of the top three defenses in the National Football League. So they're not going to give up many points during the course of the year. So you've got a margin for error. But you have so many question marks. The only thing that is, to me, is a guarantee is Julian Edelman. I know that he'll be there. I know that he'll make a lot of catches. And I know when I need him in a big situation, third and eight, third and nine, third and 12, he's going to be there.
Why are you discounting Philip Dorsett?
Because you already said it. He lost his reps last year.
But it was a totally different situation with a different dynamic of a roster. And now, based on the alternatives being young receivers, He is up in the pecking order.
Okay, but if he's so up in the pecking order, Brady trusts him so much, why didn't he have a catch or a target from week 12 to week 15 last year?
Again, Josh Gordon took his reps. Even Chris Hogan lost his rep. That guy was consistent as hell.
Josh Gordon is part of your depth chart, though.
Chris Hogan lost his reps. Philip Dorsett lost his reps. You still had Gronk. So the amount of plays that were you were the number one read, you may have one play. The rest, you better hope they roll coverage, and then you beat your guy, and then he's got to come back to you.
See, I couldn't disagree with you more about the depth. The one thing I would say is...
It's just not as bad as people are making it out.
Well, that's a different story.
And they don't have any players.
No, that's a different story.
And then imagine Demaryius Thomas comes back.
They have a lot of question marks. Yes. I think that's what we're trying to say.
He is coming back.
A lot of question marks. See,
have no question marks week one.
No, you have no question marks right now about the defense. I think the defense is going
Josh
to be
Gordon
solid.
Make the week one? Can Josh Gordon make the week one?
Can he make it to week 13?
I'm not worried about week 13 right now.
Why not? You should be worried about week 13. One. And so the other aspect that I thought you were going to bring up, which is I think supports your your argument, and that is that James White is a big part of that. Sony Michel apparently is going to be part of that. They want to make him more of a receiver. And if you watched him last night, he looked much better as a running back with far more confidence out there. But I'm looking at the depth chart here, and other than Julian Edelman, which we can pretty much guarantee is going to be good, I can't tell you that Philip Dorsett, he might be. You might be right. This might be the point where he finally gets it, okay? I don't know about Demaryius Thomas. First of all, is he healthy? Can he still do it? He seems to have some type of connection with Brady. They've spent a lot of time together. Braxton Berrios, Maurice Harris, Harry. Nope. I don't know what you're going to get out of Harry.
I'm not even looking at those guys.
You saw the reality of Jacoby Myers last night, okay? So I don't know about any of those guys against top corners, against good football teams with good pass rush, where Brady's going to have to make very quick decisions. He's got to depend on these guys.
You have three guys right now on your roster that are healthy and that are cleared to play. Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett. Josh Gordon's going to start.
He's not on the field yet.
He can't play. Yeah, he was on the first day he came back.
He wasn't in any shape.
He's practicing with the team. Okay, the first day he wasn't in pads, but he's practicing with the team. He cannot play. They have 10 days last game. So Thursday to the next game. I mean, they have a ton of time rep things out.
He's a really good receiver. We know that. But you can't depend on him. So Greg is right. With a lot of these guys, Harry could be terrific. Demaryius Thomas could be terrific. Gordon could be terrific, but you can't depend on any one of them because every one of them are carrying some issue right now.
Week one, you could count on Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, and Julian Edelman.
How about week two?
Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon,
Philip Dorsett.
Gunnar Olszewski. How about Gunnar? How about the Gunnar? Gunnar
Olszewski. By the time they get to week 12, you know, we'll see. So Demaryius Thomas on PUP, right? He's off the PUP team. So by the time...
But he's not going to play in a preseason game.
Imagine if Thomas is, say you go four wide, he's your fourth wide receiver? Yeah, he's so old.
I'm not wishing and hoping.
This is the way they're drawing it up. Demaryius Thomas isn't like Eric Decker. He's not like Eric Decker that comes in after the second preseason game or all the other wide receivers that are older and that were just kind of like, just try one last time. They got into camp. They're like, screw this. He was here.
Yeah,
he's been here. He's been rehabbing. He's been working. He's been in meetings. This is a different older receiver.
My God.
This is what
he's
older.
He's a soft receiver.
Yeah. What do I need to be tough for? Just go catch the ball.
He's a soft receiver.
I love the Patriot fans who say, oh, Demaryius Thomas, 1,000 yards, four straight years.
No, don't be it.
What do we all say about Demaryius Thomas when he was in Denver?
Soft.
Yes.
We'll go over that.
He doesn't need to be tough.
We're not paying attention to that now.
You know what? Demaryius Thomas is a 30 to 35 catch guy. That's who he is.
That's the upside.
30 to 35 catch guy.
Okay, but he also could be a total bust.
Think Chris Hogan.
He's coming back from a serious injury.
Okay, so think.
Serious injury.
So think Chris Hogan.
I saw Chris Hogan. He played last night.
There were a lot of shots with him and Brady. They love each other before the game and after the game.
Tom, can I come back, please?
Yeah, please. I didn't realize it was so bad over here.
Please.
That's it.
Slap my helmet. I like it when you do that, Tommy. It's fine.
Cam Newton makes his dress so funny.
There you go, Hogs.
That's his role.
So you're somewhat right in that if all of these things work out for the Patriots, they're going to be fine with the passing game. They're going to be fine. But you don't have question marks about virtually every single one of them, with the exception of Edelman.
And you don't have
that offensive production from the tight end position. You don't have it. It doesn't exist.
Ryan Izzo
made a good catch last night.
Ryan Izzo may have saved his job.
I tell you what, though, that was an unbelievable pass. I mean, a bullet pass.
He may have saved his job.
But that was Brady saving his ass, because that's the pass more than it is the catch.
Well, what do you mean that was a pass?
That was a pretty tough catch.
I'm actually surprised he caught it. Huh. Now, can you do it?
Can you depend on the tight end position?
No, I'm not throwing the ball to him.
There you go. So you can depend more on James White, maybe even Sony Michel, okay? You can depend more there. James Devlin will catch more passes than any of your tight ends. That's what I mean. What are you talking about?
You look at it as, I think you guys look at it the wrong way. I look at it as roles. Okay.
The right way.
Look at the right way. I look at it, okay, so you have your, obviously your number one, your go-to guy is going to be Edelman. You're going to have your,
your
third option.
I get the roles.
And Hogan was that guy, right? All I need you to do, Hogan, is make sure you always line up right. I need you to always be in the right spot. I'm not going to throw it to you all the time, but when I do, you got to come down with it because that's your role.
Christian, I get the roles, and the good thing about Philip Dorsett is he can play three of those different receiver positions. I get all of that. The problem is none of these guys have done it on a regular basis here recently for an entire season. Josh Gordon, we know what his talent is. If he could stay healthy and stay away from the weed or whatever else he does for 16 games in the playoff games, then you're right. You got something here. Okay, if Harry is finally can go out in the football field and play week after week after week without an injury, you got something. Demaryius Thomas, same thing. But I don't see how you can sit here based on what you're looking at right now and feel confident about
you remember,
that. Defensively,
remember last year,
I feel confident this team can do it because if one guy goes down or another guy goes down, look at the depth. Well, they get guys beyond those
guys. What's my nickname?
A-hole.
Neo. My nickname's Neo.
Oh, is it? I forgot. Yeah.
Remember last year when I said...
I'm like Neo. Like, we can see him.
Remember I told you they were going to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you did.
I just saw it.
But
it was
then
clear.
You changed, though. Then you said they're not going to the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't change after that.
You
no,
went back
you
and
did.
Forth like three times.
Thank
no,
you.
I,
thank
no,
you.
Did.
One time
thank
became
you.
Neo.
Listen to the dick. He knows what he's talking about. Okay, he's got it down.
Go to David, please.
David's in Weymouth. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm sitting here listening. And Big O, you've contradicted yourself like a bunch of times.
No, I haven't.
Talk about how.
How?
Oh, yes, you have. Yes, you have. Because Fourier has played in the system. He's been on the team. And he's the expert there trying to explain to you guys how a team's made up.
Yeah.
And what he's looking at, what he's seeing. Then, Big O, you said the beginning of the season is always a process for Belichick. So we're going to put faith in Belichick. But then you just said it wasn't Izzo. It was the pass. So you're looking for Hall of Fame receivers. But then you say it's the pass. Brady has the ability in this system to work with those receivers.
That's pretty good.
He's done it time and time again. And Fourier's telling you, from a football player standpoint, who's been in that huddle and on that team, that this is a core that everyone's just underrating.
Fourier is telling
David, you're
us.
You're a very smart man.
Glenn, just
call
shut
back
up.
Anytime.
David, play the game, Glenn. Just
exactly.
Shut up. Okay?
Fourier is telling
David
us
gets the award.
That this wide receiver core, the passing core that they have, has depth. And I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
It is.
They have a bunch of question marks.
You're looking at it as a fan. You're looking at it as a fan.
How am I looking at it as a fan?
He can't see straight. He's blinded by his love.
What are you talking about? Christian already admitted he didn't watch the fourth quarter of last night's game. What fan wouldn't do that?
I was on my
you think Jerry Thornton has ever missed a quarter of a preseason?
His first question to Belichick next week will be, hey, you got a lot of depth at wide receiver, don't you?
I think so.
I see it. They called me Neo.
Big O.
Yes, David.
You're not looking at the picture. You're not looking at the picture the way Belichick and Fourier is trying to show you how to look at it.
Hold on. If you think that Fourier is watching the same picture Belichick is watching, you're out of your mind.
I have all 22.
Oh, please.
Please. Listen, nobody's watching like Chatham.
You got about 18 or 17. You're missing a few. I know that's how it works.
I always wonder why they cut off part of the line of scrimmage.
There you go. 617-779-7937. Our phone number right here on OMF this hour being brought to you by Cars for Kids, number one charity for car donations. Greg Dickerson in today for Lou Maloney.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.